abuse prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, that show where we take a trip back to the 80s you never knew. Well, fun fact, I'm not actually in the studio right now, nor will I be for quite some time, taking a little bit of a, we'll call it a sabbatical. Not really a sabbatical, I'm in DC. But doesn't mean that I can't keep on bringing some music to you. Because at the end of the day, you know, there are people that do tune in and don't want to leave you hanging. So we're still going, albeit remotely. So I'm pre-recording this. Unfortunately, no more live studio for a little bit. But we'll still be bringing you some synth-drenched sounds. They'll be coming to you still. And we'll start off today, just kind of recognizing that that's what it is. C'est la vie. Which is also the name of a song that many of you may know by Robbie Neville. But although it was written by him, it wasn't initially performed by him. It was actually originally performed by another gentleman, still written by Robbie Neville, but it was performed originally by, if I have it over here, a gentleman by the name of, lost it here, Bew Williams, and he's going to be bringing that to us right now. So enjoy and stay tuned.
Okay. kiss my heart was down and the thing just ain't moving.
Your sweet love. te quiero.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Sunny by Luis Miguel. Before that, we had Dance in the Memories. That was by Meiko Nakahara. And we also had Communication by Junko Yagami. Starting off today with C'est La Vie by Bu Williams. Yeah, this is From Here to Eternity. For those of you who haven't listened, it's our resident little dip into the 80s. We're named after a song by a gentleman by the name of, and this is I would consider him to be the father of synth, Mr. Giorgio Moroder. He has his album and song From Here to Eternity, hence the name of the song. Funny enough, we don't really actually play too much Giorgio Moroder on the show. So I did want to take the opportunity to play a little bit because this man's bench of music is ridiculous. He's done a crazy amount of work, collaborated with a lot of people, and he did do quite a bit of collaboration with Joe Esposito, who is famous for soundtrack songs like You're the Best from Karate Kid, some stuff off of Flashdance, which Giorgio Moroder worked on. And there's this one song off of a joint album that they did called Solitary Men, this song being Face to Face, not the Daft Punk song, but also a pretty good song. We'll dip into that right now.
I see your eyes, electric windows wearing no disguise, no excuses and no alibis. Sometimes I just wanna make you mine. I feel your heart, whether we're together or apart, beating time together from the start.
excuses and no alibis. Sometimes I just wanna make you mine. I feel your heart, whether we're together or apart. Beating time together from the start. I've seen all the best. Baby, you're the best. Face to face.
giorni, vecchi discorsi, sempre da fare. Storie ferme sulle panchine, in attesa di un lieto fine. Storie di noi brava gente, che fa fatica, si innamora con niente, vita di sempre, ma in mente grandi idee. Un giorno in più che se ne va, un orologio fermo da un'eternità, per tutti quelli così come noi, da sempre in corsa, sempre a metà. Perduti che cambiano strada se li saluti, storie che non fanno rumore come una stanza chiusa a chiave, storie che non hanno futuro come un piccolo punto su un grande muro, dove scriverci un rigo a una donna che non c'è più. Se ne va un uomo stanco che nessuno ascolterà, per tutti quelli così come noi, senza trionfi e grossi guai. Fumo in
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name is DJ Tony Tunes, and right now you're listening to Song for Denise. Some of you might recognize this as the Wide Putin song. Well, there's a tallow disco everywhere, fun fact. But before that, you heard A Quien Le Importa by Lasky Dinarama. We also had Story di Tutti I Giorni by Riccardo Fogli. Nazare by, I'm not going to try, oh, Alien. Yeah, I can't read Cyrillic, so I kind of going off of memory here. And then we also had Face to Face by Giorgio Moroder and Joe Esposito. But before we get back into the rest of our music, just had a couple quick announcements. Firstly, the following message is for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They taught you about the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. You learned that their powers went above and beyond the ones that you read about in comic books. But the passage of time, the tables have turned. And now your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is ready here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guidelines you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Also, just letting you know that WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full bar coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Finally, just a couple shows we have here on WRCT. Firstly, we have The Angry Young Man. The world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to attack the issues plaguing it head on. Join Anthony Cachado as he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy debates every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. on WRCT. And also we have Kaleidoscope. Tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Mondays at 10 p.m. That's later today if you're listening on Monday, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
See you.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name is DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Southern Freeze by Freeze. We also had Mystery Girl before that. That was by, In Rain for Rain. Is the right way to say that, potentially? I'm going to guess. For those of you who are From Here to Eternity enjoyers, you'll know what time it is. Yes, it's that time where we take a step back from the 80s that you never knew and take a little trip back to the future. That's right. We're going to take a second towards the end of our day today just to listen to some new stuff, some, 80s, faux 80s is the kind of the way that I like to treat this. I'm going to do a little bit of ethos sign. I'm going to wrap up today with some new stuff. Always got to try some new things, expand your palate with a little bit of Torn Boys off their album 1983. I'm going to wrap up with that today, but we'll go right into that ethos sign right now.
As we take our places, total strangers with familiar faces. I could never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death,
love you to death.
I'll keep face of the past, the end of a love that we thought could last. Do you ever think about if things could be different? If you hadn't just tried, been a little considerate. No, it's much too late for us, with separate paths and a breach of trust. I need to find a way to move right past you, to really believe that this love is through. You know I love you, Dad. I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget, never forget how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's
WRCT 88.3. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and this has been From Here to Eternity. Before you just heard Lady Luck by Torn Boys, we also had Love You to Death and Promises You Made by Ethos Sign. I'd like to thank you all for joining me today. We'll see how this goes, doing it remote for a little while, but thanks again for joining. You have a wonderful rest of your week. Take care, and God bless.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to Ebony Spectrum and In Black America for this week. First up, we have perspective from Professor Eddie Glaude Jr.
Well, it's an extraordinary moment in the history of the country where the kind of Cold War, the Cold Civil War, that has defined our politics. And, you know, we've used different kinds of language or descriptions of that Cold Civil War, you know, deep extreme partisanship and the like, deep political division. But the Cold Civil War became hot on January 6th. You know, Donald Trump declaring that if the persons, the people who attended the march, if they did not act, that they would lose their country. To see the battle flag of the Confederacy, you know, marched around the Capitol, to see this mob of white voters. It was mixed with white Christian nationalist, white supremacist discourse, this kind of gaggle of grievance and fear and hatred mobilized to overturn an election, right? Gave the nation a sense of the fact, of the reality that we were standing on the precipice, that the deep divisions in the country were more than just simply disagreements, political disagreements, that they cut to the bone, actually through the bone, to the marrow of the bone. I was on television, I think I was talking with Christine Amanpour at the time it happened, and we were struck by the nature of the violence, by the response of the congressmen and women. You heard Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell condemn Trump, but within a matter of weeks, they began to retell the story. So historically, it represented this kind of, the Cold War became hot for a moment. But then, almost immediately, there was an effort to rewrite what happened, to disremember, to use Toni Morrison's language, you know, and here 4 years later, this combination of active forgetting and, you know, willful lies or willful ignorance in this regard, right, has brought us to this moment where Trump is about to be inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States, which is just mind-blowing. Because, you know, the so-called forgotten American or the silent majority, they've never been forgotten or silent. They've always been loud and always have in so many ways impacted the direction, the trajectory of American politics, of policy decisions. In so many ways, what Nixon and others have been doing, what they did and are continuing to do, is to exploit this sense of grievance and fear that these people are somehow losing control over the country. So-called forgotten American in the face of demographic shifts in the country, the browning of America, somehow this country no longer belongs to you. What does that mean in its detail? In its detail, it means that these folk are really exercised over the fact that perhaps America will no longer be a white nation in the vein of old Europe. So what does it mean for the Democratic Party to pander to that? You know, Donald Trump says, he said at one point, that unlike President Abraham Lincoln, he would have compromised with the South. Now, I'm not obviously